Our top story this hour, of course, the ongoing demonstrations in Egypt. Thousands of protesters are still gathered in cities across that country despite a government curfew. Demonstrators are vowing to keep up the pressure until President Hosni Mubarak steps down. And among the chants and slogans in those crowds are the words of an early 20th century Tunisian poet named Abdul Qasim al-Shabi. One of his most famous poems has become a rallying cry both in Egypt and before in Tunisia. The poem is called To the Tyrants of the World.
Alla ayyuha al-zalim wal-mustabid, habibu al-zalami, adu al-haya, oppressive tyrant, lover of darkness, enemy of life. You have ridiculed the sighs of the weak people. Your palm is soaked with their blood. You deformed the magic of existence and planted the seeds of sorrow in the fields. Wait, don't be fooled by the spring, the clearness of the sky, or the light of dawn. For on the horizon lies the horror of darkness, rumble of thunder and blowing of winds. Beware, for below the ash there is fire, and he who grows thorns reaps wounds. Look there, for I have harvested the heads of mankind and the flowers of hope, and I watered the heart of the earth with blood. I soaked it with tears until it was drunk. The river of blood will sweep you, and the fiery storm will devour you.
The poem To the Tyrants of the World, written by the Tunisian poet Abdul Qasim al-Shabi. In recent weeks, it's become the unofficial rallying cry for millions of Arabs in Egypt and in Tunisia. It was read for us by Ahmed Shihab al-Din. Special thanks to Adel Iskander for the English translation. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.